The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
I didn't get my cough button pushed in time. My apologies. Hey, welcome. It's the 4 o'clock hour, Bob Burney Live. What a privilege, what a delight, what an honor to welcome all of you to the program today. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for joining me today. Well, part of the big news today concerning the COVID-19 thing is Dr. Fauci was going to testify before the Senate, and the Democrats were licking their chops. If you saw them on any of the talk shows the last couple of days, you know, they were, we're going to get the president now. When we can get him out and from under the White House, if we can get him away from the president, he'll finally tell us the truth. We can find out how evil this president really is, because Dr. Fauci, he walks on water. He raises the dead. And the only reason we don't know the truth about this terrible president is because the only time we see him is at the president's news conferences. But when we get him in front of the Senate, we're going to hear the truth. You think I'm exaggerating? Well, Chuck Schumer yesterday said, and I quote, this is from an interview with Chuck Schumer, he said, and I quote, "Until now, we've mostly heard from the members of the coronavirus task force through the distorted lens of the White House press conference, where the president often prevents them from answering fully, interrupts their response, or even contradicts their fact-based evidence." That's what he said. And then he went on to say, and I quote, "This will be one of the first opportunities for Dr. Fauci to tell the American people the unvarnished truth without the president lurking over his shoulder. Dr. Fauci, let it rip." That is a quote from the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. What a classy thing for a senator of the United States, Dr. Fauci. Let it rip. Well, Dr. Fauci went before the Senate, was questioned by Republicans and Democrats. So, what diabolical dirt did we find out about this evil president? When Dr. Fauci was finally able to tell the truth without the president standing over his shoulder, interrupting him, correcting him, nothing. Now, here's what's really fascinating. The last couple of days, the liberal left news media has been all over this. Oh, Dr. Fauci is going to testify before the Senate. Oh, boy. The Democrats are going to be able to question him. So I haven't looked at CNN for quite some time, for obvious reasons. I don't even pull up CNN anymore. I used to watch it, or not watch it. I used to bring up the CNN website every single day, never miss it. Ah, not anymore. But so after the testimony by Dr. Fauci before the Senate today, I pulled up CNN, and I'm looking for the bombshell. I was looking for a headline from CNN. Dr. Fauci gives bombshell testimony about the incompetence of the president. Nothing. Nothing. Well, he did say that if we open up too quickly, it could be catastrophic. We could see spikes, which everybody understands that. But there was no gotcha. There was no bombshell. There was no revelation. And I thought, Chuck Schumer and the Democrats must be so unbelievably disappointed. But Chuck Schumer and some of the other Democratic leaders are beginning to sweat. Now, I'm not a prophet nor the son of a prophet, but I'm just going to say this. We are on the verge of possibly, and I'm going to put possibly in big letters and make them all capital. Okay? I believe that we are possibly on the verge of the biggest political scandal in American history. Here is another headline. Trump spy chief declassifies list of Obama officials involved in Michael Flynn unmasking. Now, I'm not going to take a whole lot of time on this. I just don't want to. But we are now finding out that even President Obama was a part of this attempt to undermine the administration of the new duly elected president. One of the most important aspects of our government is the peaceful transfer of power for way over 200 years. Regardless of the party, the next president has the full support of the previous president because we're Americans. It's the way it's always been. Until now. We are now learning more and more and more that this whole Russian collusion thing was a total hoax. Total. Absolutely fabricated hoax with absolutely no evidence whatsoever. None. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Nada. The whole thing began on something that was completely fabricated. The FBI knew it. The Department of Justice knew it. And then the investigations, right at the very beginning of the Trump administration, even before the inauguration, we're talking January, inauguration, February. Right? No. All right, no, inauguration's the end of January. This was the mid of January, before the inauguration. That's the important thing. Before the inauguration, meetings were being held at the White House with President Trump, President Obama. We now know Vice President Joe Biden were a part of those meetings when the scheme was hatched to illegally, unlawfully, unconstitutionally spy on American citizens simply because they were associated with Donald Trump. This whole Michael Flynn thing, I think, I could be completely wrong. I could be totally wrong. But I think this whole Michael Flynn thing is going to explode. This declassification of people in the Obama administration involved in the Michael Flynn, what's called unmasking. It's spying. It's spying on American citizens, supposedly because they may be a danger to the country and so forth. But then their names are revealed, leaked. It's called unmasked. And in this case, completely illegal. And it seems that even Barack Obama was aware of it and part of it. This has, whether it will or not, I don't know, it has the potential to become one of the greatest political scandals in American history. Much bigger than Watergate. Much bigger. Much, much, much bigger than Watergate. We'll watch. But I think some people on the left are beginning to sweat profusely.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
You know, I know a lot of Catholics, have a lot of Catholic friends, and every Catholic that I know, and I'm sure that doesn't mean it's representative of all Catholics in America, and certainly not all Catholics globally, that every Catholic I know has deep, deep, extremely serious concerns about the current Pope, Pope Francis. Some are extremely upset with him, and I concur. I'm not a Catholic by any means, but particularly for a Catholic, when you understand the power and the authority that the Pope has in the Catholic Church, I don't know of any religion on planet Earth that is parallel, where one leader actually has the ability to speak as if he was God himself. Now, that doesn't happen very often. This Pope has not done that. But if a Pope speaks ex cathedra, he is considered to be the very voice of God himself. Now, again, throughout Catholic history, that has not happened very often. It has a few. But every pope has that potential. And like I said, I don't know of any other. Certainly, there's no denomination. I don't know of any religion that has a human with that kind of power. So when you are a Catholic and you believe your Pope is a bad guy, that's a very serious thing. So, and this is not going to help with conservative Catholics. Now, we often think that the Catholic Church is monolithic. It's not. There are all kinds of shades of Catholicism. There's liberals, there's conservatives. There are all the many, many, many different orders of the Catholic Church, many different orders of the nuns, the priests, there's the Jesuits, and it is far from being monolithic by any means. And right now, in my lifetime, I've never seen the Catholic Church as divided as it is right now. And almost all of the division is over this Pope. Well, like I said, this is not going to help. Well, what do I mean? Pope Francis tweeted this out yesterday. Yes, the Pope tweets. And his Twitter handle is @Pontifex. Pontifex, if you want to check it out. Anyway, yesterday morning, he tweeted this out. And I quote, "I would like to remind you that on 14 May, believers of every religion are invited to unite themselves spiritually in a day of prayer, fasting, and works of charity to implore God to help humanity overcome the coronavirus pandemic. Hashtag pandemic, hashtag human fraternity, hashtag pray together. Anybody see a problem with that? Number one, Catholics do not believe that all religions are equal. I don't know of a single Catholic that believes that it is right, proper, to ask all religions to unite spiritually. Hey, unite for the common good or whatever to combat evil, terrorism, maybe even abortion, okay. But that is not a spiritual unity. That's a community unity or a political unity or, you know, whatever. But again, let me read it. I would like to remind you that on 14 May, believers of every religion are invited to unite themselves spiritually. That's very, very troublesome. In a day of prayer, fasting, and works of charity, to implore God, well, my question, which God? Depends on which religion you adhere to, would be determine what God you're praying to. And then to implore God to help humanity overcome the coronavirus. Implore God to help humanity. It's kind of like, hey, God, if you're not too busy, give us a little help down here. You know, we think we can do it, we can handle it, but we just need a little bit of your help. Another indication that this pope is purely purely a globalist. He is a globalist. We have always known that he's had tendencies towards socialism, Marxism, communism, I'm not sure, but socialism and Marxism, there is no doubt whatsoever. He is absolutely a globalist. This tweet is a marked departure from the historic teaching of Christianity. It's a marked departure from the historic teaching of Catholicism. He continues to move farther and farther and farther to the left. My question, and I'm not a Catholic, so I don't have a good answer for this, and I say that honestly. I just wonder how much longer conservative Catholics are going to put up with it. It's going to be interesting to watch, but this latest tweet is not going to make a whole lot of Catholics happy.